This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, in Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science that are shaping the world around us. And today, in this hour, we're going to talk about one of the great visionaries and mystics of the electric age, Nikola Tesla. We're going to talk to Richard Munson, who's the author of an exciting new book just hitting the stands right now called Tesla, Inventor of the Modern. Was he this great genius, this great pathfinder and pioneer? Was he a charlatan? Was he a mystic, or perhaps a combination of all of the above? And so we'll talk to Mr. Munson about his new book about Nikola Tesla. And we should also point out that if you go to my website, you can find out about all my latest books. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one to hit the New York Times bestseller list was The Future of Humanity, talking about terraforming Mars, exploring the solar system, perhaps one day encountering extraterrestrial intelligence throughout the universe. Also, The Future of the Mind, another New York Times bestseller, talking about, well, how physics is probing the secrets of the living brain. Telepathy, telekinesis, recording dreams, all of which was considered science fiction, but hey, we physicists do it in the laboratory. Physics of the impossible even goes hundreds of years into the future, when we might have starships, might have perhaps even time travel, wormhole machines. And in the physics of the future, we talk about the future of robots, the future of medicine, the future of technology in the next 50 to 100 years. So go to my website, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. Okay, well, once again, in this hour, we're going to talk about one of the great geniuses of the electric age, a rival to Thomas Edison, one of the great pioneers. However, we should also clearly point out that he had a mystical side to him, and some of his detractors, well, some people say they stole many of his patents. Patents that today would be worth billions of dollars were perhaps stolen. But we physicists have stated that we want to make sure the name of Tesla lives forever. The unit of magnetism has now been renamed the Tesla. That's right. One Tesla equals 10,000 Gauss, or about 20,000 times the Earth's magnetic field. The next time you're in a hospital and you encounter an MRI machine, realize that the magnetic field of that machine is one Tesla. Not to mention that another physicist, Elon Musk, created Tesla Motors. And so his name is once again shining in the annals of science. And with us today is Richard Munson, author of a book about Tesla, Tesla, Inventor of the Modern. So, Mr. Munson, glad you could be on Science Fantastic.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, first question for you is, what drew you to write this biography of Nikola Tesla?
Well, my day job is as an environmentalist. I work for the Environmental Defense Fund and had long known a few things about Tesla, that he invented the electric motor, that he was the one who brought us long-distance electricity transmission. But more recently, as you noted, a lot of publicity or attention has gone on the fact that Elon Musk's car and company are now named after him, and Google's co-chair and co-founder, Larry Page, called him a hero. So I began to explore more, and you realize that this genius brought us, you know, not only electric motors, but radio, remote control, robots, the very foundations of our modern economy. he was worthy of exploring, and as you noted, I think worthy of more attention than he's been given.
Okay, now go back to his youth. Where did he come from, and how did he first get interested in electricity?
Well, he was born, prophetically enough, during a midnight storm in Croatia. He was actually a Serb, although born in Croatia. And he was born really at the stroke of midnight during a storm. That's intriguing for a variety of reasons, in part because, here is this man that brought us electricity, being born during a lightning storm. This lightning storm led symbolically, I suppose, to a series of both visions that were somewhat bizarre as well as creative. And it also sort of symbolized that he was born sort of in between both today and tomorrow. And so he constantly throughout his life had to struggle with this balance of being, you know, bound by reality and yet always looking towards and envisioning the future. So he began his interest. He was clearly a bright young man. He ended up being able to speak 8 languages, and he could recite books and poems at length. He, however, was not the favored son. He had an older brother named Dane, who was both his idol as well as the family favorite. And unfortunately, when Tesla was about 5 years old and his brother was about 11, his brother was bolted from the family's stallion, was thrown down, and his injuries later that evening caused him to die. And this was, as you might imagine, a tragic experience for young Nikola. You would have thought that the family would have rallied around their remaining son, but in reality, what happened is that the father and the mother continue to idolize the now dead older son, and Tesla grew up sort of unable to ever satisfy his parents. And as a result, he claims that he worked incredibly diligently to try to get their attention and their approval, and particularly on his natural efforts of wanting to be an engineer, even though his father was more inclined to have him be a priest like himself.
Okay, and what steered him in the direction of, well, leaving and getting interested in electricity?
Well, his struggle to gain his father's approval really was one of the underlying themes of his early life. He finally convinced his father that he should be allowed to study engineering when he was virtually on his deathbed, dying of cholera. And cleverly, Nikola Tesla turned to his father and said, I think I could get better if I were allowed to go off and study engineering. And lo and behold, he got better. And for the first couple of years, he was the stellar student and was bringing home, you know, perfect grades and high marks. But his teachers and his father began to get concerned that he was working too hard and was threatening his health. And so they continued to try to pressure him to join the priesthood, which he simply rejected. He actually ran away from home, took up gambling and billiards, and his father, you know, tried to lure him back home, but he ended up returning in the hands of the police as having been arrested as a vagrant. You can imagine that his father was not exactly pleased with his now remaining son, not only not being a priest, but coming home in the arms of the police. Tesla then turned to his uncles, who were both associated with Thomas Edison, particularly in installing Edison telephone systems in both Budapest and Paris. And it was there that I think he really nurtured his interest in telecommunications as well as electricity. And because he was so bright, and Edison supervisors that
okay, Richard, we're going to have to take a short commercial break, but after the break, we're going to continue discussion of your latest book, Tesla, Inventor of the Modern. And you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio. Give us a call.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Professor Michio Kaku, this is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, our special guest is Richard Munson. The book is called Tesla, Inventor of the Modern. So today, of course, we all know that the name of Edison shines brightly here in New York City, where I'm broadcasting from, Con Edison. Con Edison delivers the electricity right to your doorstep. But there is another figure out there, Nikola Tesla, a genius that many people think never got his just desserts. Well, with us today is Richard Munson, author of the book, Nikola Tesla, Inventor of the Modern. Well, Richard, where we last left off, we were talking about how Nikola Tesla was the unfavored son, so to speak, and basically had to be returned back to his parents by the police. But what was the turning point now? You mentioned that he was fascinated by the fact that Edison's work was coming into the area. What was the turning point that led him on to this great journey to work out many of the electronic marvels of today?
Well, the turning point was when he was in Budapest and Paris working for the Edison phone companies, trying to install phone systems there. And as a classic example of how Tesla's mind worked, he actually envisioned the electric motor, this thing that now runs all of our appliances, our elevators, our electric cars even. He envisioned this while he was walking through a Budapest park, reciting Goethe's Faust. So you have this intriguing combination of a man who appreciates the linkage, if you will, between both the humanities and science. And I think the recognition in Europe of his genius caused his supervisors to send him to New York and work actually directly with Thomas Edison himself. In fact, his European supervisor probably provided the greatest letter of recommendation ever written. He wrote to Edison saying, "I know of two great men, and you are one of them. The other is this young man."
Okay, so he leaves Europe and heads off to the U.S. of A. to meet his hero, Thomas Edison. But I understand that he and Thomas Edison didn't quite get along so well. But, well, tell us about his relationship with Thomas Edison.
They did not hit it off, in part because they just have different styles. Edison appears always rather rumpled and crass, while Tesla often looked like he was headed to the opera. More importantly, they disagreed vehemently on whether electricity should be transmitted through direct current or alternating current, which led, of course, to the war of the currents, in which eventually, after some rather grotesque things that were done by Thomas Edison and his associates, with Tesla lining up with George Westinghouse and being able to power the Chicago World's Fair and then eventually capture the energy out of Niagara Falls and send it long distance all the way down to New York City.
So that must have been rather embarrassing to Edison, right, who was the first person to electrify Pearl Street in downtown Manhattan, the fact that one of his own workers basically bested him, and today, of course, everybody uses AC. So wasn't that rather humiliating?
Yes, but you have to appreciate that Mr. Edison was a hard man to humiliate, and he also had a very high opinion of himself. Probably the one reason why there was a split between Edison and Tesla is that, at least from Tesla's perspective, Edison had agreed to provide him with a $50,000 bonus, which was quite substantial at that time, and particularly noting that Edison was also rather cheap, but that he would get this bonus if he was able to increase the efficiency of the dynamos. And lo and behold, after numerous months of effort, Tesla tripled the output of the main Edison dynamo, and so he went back to the Wizard of Menlo Park, who he still admired as this great man, and Edison basically mocked him, saying that the monetary offer had been made in jest, and then said something like, "When you become a full-fledged American, you'll appreciate an American joke." As you might imagine, Tesla did not laugh. He actually picked up his bowler hat, left, and started up his own company.
Okay, now, Edison, of course, is famous for the quote in various forms that genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. In other words, he was the consummate experimentalist. But that was not the style of Tesla, right, who would have flashes of genius and insight and leap forward. So there must have been a clash, not just of personality, but also of vision as well. What are your thoughts?
That's very true. You know, Tesla would make fun of Edison of, you know, if he only knew a little bit about mathematical formulas, he wouldn't spend so much time, you know, sifting through, you know, the analogy is a large pile of straw and picking a piece out one by one until he found the one that he was looking for. No, Tesla was a cerebral genius. He would argue that he could envision designs in his head, redesign them in a fashion and test various approaches, all without having to come up with a design for the engineers. It was all there in his own mind. He had his style of inventing that was also different than Edison. Edison, of course, was in this as an entrepreneur, largely to make money. Tesla was far more of an idealist in that sense, thinking that invention needed to go beyond the marketplace. And as I mentioned before, there was also a real linkage in Tesla's mind between the humanities and science. As I said, he came up with his electric motor while quoting Goethe's Faust walking through a Budapest park.
Okay, and they really had a different vision of how you make discoveries. Edison had this famous story where when people wanted to get a job with Edison, Edison would give them a light bulb and ask them to calculate the volume inside the light bulb. Well, most engineers, of course, would map the light bulb very carefully, draw equations to represent the curves of the light bulb, and then use third-year calculus to integrate, to calculate the volume of the light bulb, which, of course, takes a few hours. But Edison could do it in a matter of seconds by simply pouring water into the light bulb. So I guess Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison really had two different divergent attitudes toward problem solving, right?
That's totally true. And, you know, I suppose we in the 21st century look at the two of them. There's often, you know, parlor games as to who was the more, you know, effective and brilliant inventor. They had different styles. Edison, as you know, was very much of an experimentalist. Whereas Mr. Tesla was very much of a cerebral inventor. And, you know, interestingly enough, they went through their periods where they really had significant disagreements and arguments among themselves. And yet at other times throughout their lives, they maintained good contact. I mean, at the time when Tesla's laboratory burned down, Edison actually opened up his and said, you can use Menlo Park until you get yourself back on your feet. They exchanged numerous notes about Edison's, you know, children going forward. So it was an odd relationship, but clearly one that highlights different approaches towards inventing.
Okay. Now, as Nikola Tesla began to get more and more recognition and become more famous, right, and people found more applications of his technology, where do the lawyers come in, the patent lawyers, the people who saw literally millions and billions of dollars at stake with the patents on radio and wireless technology? So what happens now when reality sets in and the lawyers come?
Well, this is the balancing act that I mentioned before between Tesla needing to have some grasp on reality at the same time while he was off envisioning the future. He wasn't, he needed to have a good patent lawyer to be able to take care of the many challenges. And this was at a time of great competition regarding which inventor would claim having discovered the engine or the radio, for instance. And for a period, he had a couple of lawyers that really did watch out for him. And I think it was during that period that he thrived. He was able to sell his patents to George Westinghouse, become quite wealthy, actually. Unfortunately, that lawyer died not many years later. And you had, again, this sort of lack of balance in Tesla's life, where he paid less attention to the patent side of things, the reality, the day-to-day.
Okay, Richard, we're going to have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue our discussion about one of the great geniuses, mystics, and some people say charlatan, of the electric age, Nikola Tesla. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 Herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about one of the great geniuses and visionaries of the electric age. Everybody knows the name of Thomas Edison, and rightly so. He was the one who put electricity right on everyone's living room floor. But there was also another man in the shadows, Nikola Tesla, who many people think was the genius, the thinker, the guy who saw the future and made many of the inventions that unfortunately were stolen from him. Our special guest today is Richard Munson. The book is called Tesla, Inventor of the Modern. So where we last left off, Tesla was now at his peak. He was getting newspaper coverage. He was getting money for some of his patents. But as you mentioned, he had an acute Achilles heel. That is, you need someone with business instincts and someone who understands the law. Some people compare him to Steve Jobs as a youth who also was idealistic and a great genius, but didn't understand business. And it wasn't until Steve Jobs learned business and the law that he reformed Apple Computers into what it is today. So tell us a bit about what happens now when the lawyers come in and Tesla is involved with, well, the fact that some people are stealing his ideas.
Well, probably the biggest change that happened in his life, both positive and negative, was his association with George Westinghouse, and that was made possible by the patent lawyers who, after Tesla became a little bit well-known, they marketed the electric motor patent to try to a variety of people, and Westinghouse was the one that was willing to pick it up. Unfortunately, as the economy declined, well, I should point out that that made Tesla quite wealthy. He lived at the Waldorf Astoria. He ate his meals at the fancy Delmonico. He was at the top of his game. The economy started to fall apart, as well as the bankers began to zoom in on George Westinghouse and put a lot of pressure on Westinghouse to reduce his expenses. And so he... Westinghouse, one of his biggest expenses was paying a royalty to Nikola Tesla for each motor that he produced. And he, to save his company, went to Tesla and said, can we tear up the contract and can, are you willing to give up what would have been billions of dollars, for his electric motor? And at least the story as told by Tesla is that he idealistically looked to George Westinghouse and said, you're the person that I trust and you're the person that's going to bring my genius and my inventions to the world. I'm happy to tear up this contract. Most people would be just flabbergasted about giving away what ended up being billions of dollars. But you have, at this point, Tesla without the anchor of a strong, you know, patent lawyer, if you will, simply being an idealist looking towards the future and wanting somebody to bring his invention to fruition. And therefore, he gave away what would have been billions of dollars.
That is so sad, too, right? Well, what happens then after that? Of course, we have the Depression, the war, and all the chaos of that period of time. How did Tesla survive that period?
Well, his biggest challenge was when his laboratory burned down in the early morning of March 13th, 1895. This was a devastating blow to him. The fire destroyed all of his equipment, his notes, his plans. He really had to struggle to...
Okay, Richard, we're going to have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to talk about the declining years of Tesla and what happened to him that he died in poverty. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Ask a question and maybe you'll get on national radio.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're talking about one of the great visionaries and pioneers of the electric age, Nikola Tesla. And with us today is one of his biographers, Nikola Tesla. Tesla, Inventor of the Modern, is the title of the book by Richard Munson. We should point out that he's the author of other books, including Edison to Andron and Cousteau, the Captain of His World. And he's with the Environmental Defense Fund's clean energy efforts in the Midwest. Well, Richard, we talked about the fact that he was at the top of his game and then his laboratory burned down, but also he wanted to create a super laboratory in Long Island with a gigantic tower to vindicate many of his theories. What happened to that tower?
Well, this is a good example of where he decided that he was tired of doing practical things like bringing electricity from Niagara Falls down to New York City. And someone had suggested to him that he needed to come up with one big idea. And his idea was that he would be able to send electrical currents through the earth and using the earth's resonance and natural electric charge, he'd be able to provide electricity at virtually no cost to everybody around the entire planet. They would simply plug it in into the earth. So he built large towers, both in first in Colorado Springs and then in what he was referred to as Wardenclyffe up on Long Island, to do just that, to get a huge burst of electricity that he hoped would grip the earth and be able to send both power as well as messages throughout the planet and to be received by anyone. During this period, of course, Marconi was also doing his efforts to demonstrate how far he could send radio signals. And Tesla, although he had been supported by J.P. Morgan, Morgan was a little skeptical of whether he really wanted to come up with an invention that would end up providing electricity essentially for free to anybody around the planet. So you have this effort by Tesla to do basically the fantastic. I mean, sending electricity wirelessly throughout the planet. Unfortunately, it did not work.
And what happened to that tower?
Well, it eventually, I mean, Tesla went through a period where he pleaded with J.P. Morgan to give him more money to be able to complete the thing. The tower was built by Stanford White, the famous architect, and eventually, because he was not able to do what he had proposed doing, Tesla basically went into bankruptcy, got kicked out of several hotels, had Westinghouse come in with carts and take away much of the equipment, and then eventually they had to dynamite the tower itself and sell it for scrap. So it became, in many people's minds, sort of Tesla's million-dollar folly. And unfortunately, people will sort of ignore what he did relative to actually giving us electric motors, radio, robots, and remote control, and sort of focus on this failure of not being able to bring wireless electricity throughout the planet. That said, I would argue that, all inventors, fail at some things. I mean, Edison himself had an ore mining technology that he thought would revolutionize the world. It also went bust. So part of the inventing process is you get some things right and some things wrong. Tesla just had the advantage of he got more things right than he did wrong.
And I understand that the FBI took an interest in his work and confiscated a lot of his machines and stored it away. So because the FBI worried that he would come up with a death ray of some sort that he talked about. And so people today, even today, believe in conspiracy theories because the fact that Tesla's laboratories are, even today, top secret. What are your thoughts?
There are conspiracy theories that abound. In his later years, to be honest, when he sort of went in between flashes of brilliance and times where he appeared quite senile, Tesla would have, on his birthday, he'd sort of have a press conference at his hotel room. And 50-some-odd reporters would come and take copious notes about, the predictions of this great man. And some of them were extraordinary. I mean, he sort of outlined what became sonar.
Okay, Richard, we're going to have to take another short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to talk about his declining years and maybe some of the things he actually got wrong and his, of course, place in history. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The book is called Tesla, Inventor of the Modern.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The subject of today is Nikola Tesla, his place in history. There's no doubt that he was one of the great pioneers and geniuses of the electric age, right up there with Thomas Edison. However, let's also be fair about this, he also got some things wrong. And we're going to talk to Richard Munson, author of the book Tesla, Inventor of the Modern. So Richard, isn't it also true that he thought that Albert Einstein was wrong, even though there are literally millions of experiments that show that Einstein was right? And also, he didn't quite believe in Maxwell's equations, the fundamental equations of electricity and light, which is one of the bedrocks of modern physics that we teach in our graduate programs every single day of the year. So aren't there some things that he got wrong as well as many of the things that he got right?
No doubt, but I would, you know, still justify that I think every great inventor gets some things wrong while they're getting, at least the great ones like Tesla get so many right. You're exactly correct about Einstein. Tesla was about two decades older than Einstein, and he had a 19th century view of physics. He rejected the role of electrons and believed that electrical energy moved through the ether, which was supposedly this permeated space. Einstein, of course, said that the ether couldn't be detected and it needed not to be in existence to explain how light traveled through space. Tesla also suggested that cosmic rays and radio waves could move faster than light. He claimed that he had split atoms, but no energy was released. He rejected Einstein's even his formula E equals MC squared, suggesting that the idea of mass being converted into energy is rank nonsense. So, yes, he got numerous things wrong. I will say to Einstein's credit, he graciously, on Tesla's 75th birthday, wrote a charming letter back to the newspaper, suggesting that the inventor was a successful pioneer in the field of high-frequency currents.
And isn't it also true that he suffered from OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder? Some biographers have noted that he was fixated on the number 3 for some reason, and he thought his food might be poisoned. And who knows, given all the patents that he was sitting on, it's possible that some of his food might have been poisoned as he was living in the New Yorker hotel. But tell us a little bit about his declining years now.
Well, Tesla himself admits that his struggle to gain his father's affection and attention led him to develop a wide variety of odd habits. He could not stand seeing pearls on women. If he saw a peach, he would start shaking. He would take walks, but would have to make sure that each of his steps were divisible by three, or he would do it all over again. So did he have OCD? You know, he certainly had characteristics of it. You can sort of point to a variety of different, you know, psychological disorders that this man, you know, could be ascribed to. And yes, in his later years, he was becoming senile. He became, you know, fascinated with pigeons, who seemed to be his only companion. And he did die alone in his hotel room in the Hotel New Yorker. But 2,000 people attended his funeral services at the Cathedral of St. John the Divine.
Okay, so we talked about his declining years, and now let's talk about his renaissance. There is a documentary on TV about Nikola Tesla. Tesla Motors, of course, is the name of the company founded by Elon Musk. So many people think that after so many years of neglect, there is a renaissance in Tesla. What are your thoughts?
I think it's about time, to be quite honest with you. You know, I have no criticism of Edison or Marconi, but, you know, the New York Times obituary would have identified Tesla as the, you know, founder of, you know, radio broadcasts, and that his patents were the ones that highlighted it, and that he brought us electric motors and long-distance alternating current electricity, which is the basis for our economy. So, yes, I think he has been somewhat overlooked, in part because you look at Edison, and Edison had a variety of consumer-based products, you know, the telephone, the phonograph, the motion picture. What Tesla was dealing with were more broad concepts of how we, you know, create systems, move electricity, transmit, you know, signals over long distances, create robots that might think for themselves. These are harder things for the general public to comprehend, but I guess I would argue they are the basis of our modern economy, and it's about time that Tesla gets his due for forming those very foundations.
And didn't he also have rivals during his lifetime that tried to pull him down and tried to sabotage his career, which of course makes it more difficult to become that visionary? Didn't he have some rivals?
He had numerous rivals. I think, you know, that's part of, you know, at least inventing at that period of time. Today, you know, inventing tends to be more group focused, with a variety of activities at both national labs and university facilities and even corporate research centers. But back then, these were a lot of individuals who were fighting because they all had large egos and also quite bright. Not only, you know, complaining against each other publicly, but their lawyers were aggressively trying to ascertain who had the patent rights to various inventions that would lead to great wealth.
And as you mentioned earlier, there are some conspiracy theories revolving around Tesla, right? For example, the fact that the FBI confiscated a lot of his equipment. So who knows? Who knows what was in Tesla's laboratory? But what are your thoughts about that?
Well, he died in 1943, and as I said, had given, you know, annual birthday presentations, at which he came up with some really quite fantastic ideas, some of which were quite practical, like sonar, but he also mentioned creating a death beam that would destroy tanks and airplanes.
Unfortunately, we have run out of time, but for those of you who are curious about the life of Tesla, get a copy of the new book. The book is called Tesla, Inventor of the Modern by Richard Munson. And once again, Tesla, we think, was one of the great visionaries, a great visionary who pioneered and laid the foundations for the electric age. And once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.